Glenville Soley Hawk fans. I think both teams know this is a big opener for and to set the standard for the district. Starting for the Panthers tonight on offense, Matthew Jones at center, Cole Rickard at guard, Eric Adam at guard, Jared Bond at tackle, J.D. Hollingsworth at tackle, Brody Long at tight end, Scott Ensminger at split end, P.D. Club at fullback, Chase Copeland at running back, Christian Whitrock will be running some wing back, and Colby Alsop will be our starting quarterback. Over on the defensive side of the ball, we'll have J.D. Hollingsworth there at tackle, Jared Bond also at tackle, Trenton Conger at end, Brody Long at outside linebacker, Tanner Adam at outside linebacker, Cole Rickard playing both sides of the ball as well, an inside linebacker, Jeff Crane at inside linebacker, Eric Adam at inside linebacker, Christian Whitrock at cornerback, Scott Ensminger at quarterback, and Colton Landman back at safety. That, if you heard a gunshot there, that was the cannon fire of the Linville Soley Hawks taking the field. They're coming trotting out with just less than a minute before kickoff here. Both teams definitely excited, showing a lot of enthusiasm here on the sidelines. A beautiful night for football. Finally feels like fall. A lot of people here in long-sleeve shirts. I might be one of them here before too long. We'll see how things go on as the sun sets over a nice field here at Linville Soley. Hey, just want to, before we get started too far here, I want to take the time and share some of our sponsors. I want to thank Mike's Parts and Service. Mike's Parts and Service is located there in Richland. They're approved for AAA auto repair. They honor the Show Your Card and Save program. My wife and I just got an oil change there. Complimentary, because we had three, got the fourth one free. So definitely jump over there to Mike's Auto Parts there in Richland. They can also hook you up with hydraulic hoses and all your custom repair needs right there in Richland and Mike's Auto Service. Panthers have won the toss. They have elected to receive. They wasted no time getting the kickoff return team out there. It does look like Chase Copeland will be back, as well as Christian Whitrock. We saw Whitrock with a great return last week, as well as an opening touchdown. Chase, of course, has been exploding as after that New London game, where he rushed and rushed and rushed for several touchdowns. So we'll see what who Linville slowly kicks to. I'd have to flip a coin. I don't know which one I would kick to either if I've got Copeland or Whitrock back there. Both of them excellent return men, and both of them just speedsters here as we look over the Linville Soley track. Linville Soley still hasn't come out to take the field. The Panthers showing a little bit of enthusiasm here, getting out early and ready to take the ball. Linville Soley getting ready to kick off. I want to thank Henshaw Trailer Sales, too, for making this possible here on KIC. Henshaw Trailer Sales in Richland has been trusted family-owned business for over 50 years. They offer great lines like Kiefer, Delta, and many more. They have full-time shop, offer parts, and a full line of hitches and installation. For more information, check them out at HenshawTrailerSales.com. Also helping out tonight, Pioneer Hybrids, founded in 1926 by Henry A. Wallace. Business operations in more than 90 countries, more than 75 production locations, more than 100 research locations, and more than 12,300 employees worldwide. Thank you to Pioneer Hybrids. And the kick is off. It is a squib kick. PD Club ends up returning for about no gain, but he's got a pretty good field position as he ends up here at about the 22-yard line. About the 25-yard line, and the Panthers will take over here on offense after a decent little return here by PD Club to get him in good field position. Panthers come up with Alsop under center. Split in on each side, and they do give it right away to Copeland, who's brought down to the line of scrimmage. Bringing up second down and 10. It looks like they are going to spot him about a yard. So second and 9 here at about the 26-yard line. So Panthers with their first drive of the night, getting started here, trying to get the wheels greased so they can take off and really get going and show Linville Soley how we can put some points on the board. Also up in shotgun. He gives again to Copeland. Copeland off the right tackle. He's got a little bit of room here as he gets about 7 yards on that gain, and comes up to just short of the 30-yard line with a third down and 4 to go. So this will be a big third down for the Panthers as they start this first series. We'll see what Coach Donovan and Coach Hutz call over here on the sidelines. Also Shotgun. Motion across. Fake to Copeland. Pass is good to Brody Long. Brody's got a little bit of running room here. Picks up a nice size gain, about 13, 14 yards in that gain. It's going to move him up to about the 49-yard line, depending on the spot here. Yeah, it looks like about the 49-yard line. So a great first pass here for Colby also connecting with that big target, senior Brody Long. And no huddle here. Panthers are right back under center. Also, dive to Club. Club gets about 7 yards on the scamper there, just right up the middle. Linville Sola taking two or three guys to bring him down. So Petey with a nice little run here. Panthers starting to get something going as they continue to move this drive. Still a lot of time left. We just started the first quarter. If you're just joining us, it's 0-0. Panthers with the opening ball here on the drive. Also put shotgun fakes to Copeland. Gives the Club up the left side. And Club getting enough for about a first down. We'll see once again that spot. They're looking. But a nice 3 or 4 yard gain, solid run here by Club. And they do mark it a first down, so that's 2 first downs in a row for Pekin on a couple of just quick plays here. So up at the Panthers on the 41-yard line. Starting to move into scoring territory here as they begin to amp up here and really get a nice thing going as they have started out this drive. All up in the shotgun again. He's got Club and Copeland back there with him. It is a give to Copeland. He goes up that right tackle side. It gets about 2 yards. So it'll bring up about 2nd and 8 or 9. Once again here about the 40-yard line. So Panthers still moving the ball. Not much on that one, but it's still 2nd down. So a lot of room here for the Panthers to move out. Linville Sully, nice size linebackers. Really defensive line-wise. I think our linemen look a little bit larger, so a little bit of advantage maybe there. And mostly does show blitz, but it's a give to Copeland, who goes around the left side and gets drugged down right away, actually for about a yard loss here. So that'll bring up 3rd and 11. But once again, another pivotal 3rd down for the Panthers here as they're about the 41-yard line or so, trying to move into scoring position here on this opening drive, 0-0 with about 9 minutes to go. Alsop comes out under in shotgun. And there is a flag down. Alsop scrambling with the ball. He's an athletic quarterback. He does get taken down in the backfield. We'll see what they mark as far as a flag. They threw it pretty early, so it may be encroachment on the defense. But we'll see what the referees call. If it is waved off, it'll be 4th down and probably about 13. Alsop getting taken down a couple yards behind the line of scrimmage. He made a good scamper getting away from a couple early tackles, but able to still drug down near the Linville Sully sideline. And it does appear to be 4th down. Whatever the penalty was declined by Linville Sully. I assume it could be holding on that inside there. And they are going to bring out, it looks like, the punt team. Club is back, who's generally been their punter the last 2 games. So he's back in that punt position. And yeah, they are showing punt here on about 4th and 13 on the 40-yard line. A good punt by Club goes left down to fair caught down by about the 12, a little bobble there, but he's able to recover. So that'll bring up the Panthers on defense, and we'll see what the Linville Sully offense can do as they trot quite a few players for both teams platooning in here tonight with Linville Sully on offense and the Panthers for their first time here tonight on defense. So about 8 minutes and 30 seconds left to go here in the first quarter, still 0-0. A lot of football left to be played. Panthers have got Linville Sully back here, in a pretty good position for a Panther defense. A lot of field to cover for Linville Sully if they want to get down and get a score here about the, 17, 16-yard line. Linville Sully comes out under center on offense. Looks like a give for them. And a nice stop here by the Panthers inside. Quite a few of their big D linemen down there. I see it looks like J.D. Hollingsworth getting up pretty slow there, and Jared Bond as well from the tackle. So great stop there for the Panther defense. They give up about 3 yards, but a good stop nonetheless right there in the center for the Panthers. So that'll bring up about 2nd and 7 for the ball, somewhere around the 20-yard line down there for the Hawks. Panthers set up on defense again. Another dive up the middle. Another great web stop there by the Panthers as they all kind of mass in there and get him stopped. Not much gain there. That's going to bring up 3rd down for Linville Sully this time. And they're looking at about 3rd and 7 here with about 7 minutes left to go in the first quarter, and we'll have to see what they can do. And they've got a lot of yardage here, 7 yards to get to that first down marker. And so far, their two runs up the middle have been stopped in their tracks by the Panthers. They do throw a screen here. It is caught. Panthers, a little trouble getting them, but there they come. They swarm quickly once they get over there. And Conger, number 59, coming across that defensive end and really making a great play for a loss. It's going to bring up fourth and about eight for the Hawks, and it looks like they may punt here. They're pretty deep in their territory as they sit here about the 20-yard line. So fourth and seven, looks like Linville Sully is in position to punt. Back deep is Christian Whitrock. We've seen him return pretty well so far this season. The punt is up. It's away. It's going to be bounced. It's a bouncer that goes to the sidelines, and it looks like it's going to roll out of bounds and picked up just before by Linville Sully Hawks at about the 43-yard line. So Panthers with great field position here. We'll see if they can capitalize here on offense. They had great first two first downs right on that opening drive and kind of stalled out in the third set of series here. So we'll see if Panthers can really come back with that spark they showed right away coming out here. So far, two main carriers here, Petey Club and Copeland, getting some yardage, as well as a pass caught earlier by Brody Long. They are going to give it to Colby Alsop's going to keep it. They fake up the middle, and Colby, with some room to run, probably a 45, 50-yard gain. He gets all the way down to about the 9-yard line. So that nice little fake there by the Panthers. It looked like they went to Club up the middle again, and Colby coming around almost like a speed option, triple option, if you will, and keeps the ball himself. And Colby, just a great athletic player, takes it all the way down to just short of putting it in the end zone. They're going to be first and 10 on about the 10, and they do run their first play in a no huddle, and they give it to Copeland, who gets about a yard or two, putting them about the 9-yard line, ready to score. So there was a Linville Sully player down. He's up now. There is a flag on the play, however. We'll see. It is a face mask. That's going to help the Panthers a ton down near here to the goal. So the Panthers now second down in about 5 yards. A great break for the Panthers. Excuse me, it's going to be first down because it wasn't first and goal before. It was first and 10. So first down with only 5 yards to put the ball in the end zone. Panthers, a good chance of scoring here. They go up the middle with Club. He gets about a yard. They're going to need about four more. They've still got three downs to do that, and it's second down and four, trying to knock on the door here to put one in the end zone and be the first team to score here in this district opener in this crucial game to see who's going to come out on top of the district tonight as we start the Class A season. Also comes out in shotgun here on second down with about 4 yards to the goal line. It looks like a give to Copeland. Snuck a guy, a defensive tackle in there, and brings Copeland down right away for a loss. Loss of about 2 yards. So that's going to bring up third and fourth down for the Panthers. Still in great position here. Third and four to go to get into the end zone. So you know, with only 4 or 5 yards to pick up here, the Panthers definitely have the ability to score. Also comes out in shotgun. He's got Copeland to his left and twin receivers out to his left. We'll see if Copeland passes. Oh, it is a pitch by Alsop. Alsop pitches out to Copeland, and the ball rolls backwards for a big loss here, bringing up fourth down. It looked like Alsop a little quick maybe to pitch it there or pitch back a little bit to Copeland. It was definitely a design speed option to the left side, the wide side of the field. And that's going to bring up fourth and about 20 for the Panthers to score. So not out of it yet. Still a great chance of putting one in here. I imagine Coach Hutz will call something towards the end zone here. And it looks like they may pass. They've got three receivers out to the right as also comes out in shotgun with Copeland right beside him. Oh, they go left to Brody Long with a nice little screen. And Brody catches it but brought down by a couple of Linville Sully Hawks over there. So that chance to put one in right near the end zone kind of slipped away for him here, and the defense will have to trot out and try and keep Linville Sully pinned down on that end of the field that they were so close to scoring in. So Panthers showing some great positive yardage here in the first quarter, but stalled out here again near the end zone. Panthers come out on defense. Linville Sully once again. Similar look to the Panthers under center. Great tackle here by Brody Long coming from the outside linebacker and making a great stop here. But Linville Sully picks up about 6 yards before they can bring him down. So Linville Sully here on the 35-yard line and second and 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. This has been a great defensive match so far. Both teams holding pretty strong. Panthers shutting down the Hawks right away on their first drive. And here they go. They pitch out to the right, and they get quite a bit of room here. They are going to get a first down, and I believe one of their first downs for Linville Sully tonight. And they're going to be brought down over there on the left side on a pitch. And it's hard to tell who got over there to bring them down. We're pretty far away from the field here. We're separated by a track and then quite a bit of distance as well. So they do call a penalty here, and it looks like it's going to be holding against the Linville Sully Hawks. That's going to help out tremendously for the Panthers, pushing them back, bringing up second down now at about 15. So the Linville Sully Hawks caught with holding here and going to benefit the Panther defense as it brings up second and 16. They come up, and they do a little shovel pass here underneath. But greatly read by the Panthers as Conger and Long both bring down the running back who came out kind of from inside, kind of that up-back position to a little shovel pass by the quarterback. So a great play here by the Panthers to bring up third down and 16 with no gain. Maybe a loss here, about third and 18 with the ball in the 15 yards. So the Panther defense, great opening. Two series here for the Panther defense, a critical third down here as we go third and 18, about 3 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Linville Sully's going to pass. They do throw it out deep, and it's overthrown. Christian Whitrock was over there as well as also to try and defend, but way overthrown to the Linville Sully receiver. They try to go deep right, and it does look like that's going to bring up the Linville Sully punt team that we saw before. So Linville Sully going to have to punt deep in their own territory. It'd be nice if we can get a Panther back here to block this kick. They've done it before. They've had a success in blocks and tipping the ball. So we'll see who the Panthers send back there to really make this happen. They do get some guys through, but they do get the kick away just in time. And Whitrock's not able to recover because it goes pretty short of the depth that he was standing. He was standing about the 45-yard line, and it ends up more about the 35. So this one rolls out. And the Panthers, with great field position again, come out with their offense, first and 10 on the 35-yard line. A great look for them as they'll see if they can try and get some redemption here from that last play when they couldn't quite convert on fourth down to get it into the end zone. So if you're just joining us, it's 3 minutes left, 0-0. Panthers have the ball. Also, shotgun gives it to Copeland. Copeland brought down right away. For a little bit of a loss here, about 1 or 2 yards, making it second down and about 12. So quick play here by the Hawks to slip in a D tackle and bring down Copeland. Panthers taking a little bit more time here with their play calling. We've seen them go no huddle, and they've also come out. They've also done some quick snaps, and then they've taken some time. So kind of mixing up the tempo here. It's obviously working because they've been able to pick up some yardage, just not quite good in the end zone. Also, back to pass now, has to scramble, is able to get forward progress here and get a little bit of yardage back that he might have lost, but he dodged two or three Linville Sully defensive linemen who came in during that pass to kind of get the ball back to the line of scrimmage. So that'll bring up third and 13 for the Panthers on the 37. Panthers looking to get some yardage here and convert before the fourth down. Also comes out and shotgun. Behind him, Copeland. Receiver, two receivers on his left. Fakes across. Also rolls back. He passes. He catches. Caught by Brody Long. Great defense by the Hawks to take Long in the air as he caught it. They came and pushed him back with it. He's going to get some forward progress here, but not enough for a first down. He really only ends up with about 8 or 9 yards, and from that third and 15 position, that's going to bring up fourth and five for the Panthers here on the 29-yard line. I would guess the Panthers are going to go for it here, as they are, you know, that 29-yard line, they're within scoring position. They've got good field position going in here with about a minute left in the first quarter. They are going to go for it, also up under center. Big fourth down here. Also rolls right, looking for a receiver. He finds one. He finds Brody Long again for his third catch. Brody Long, a great game here. Great catch, and he does get the first down. So on a critical fourth down, Brody connects with Alsop again to grab his third catch of the night and come across on a drag there. Just a great catch and moves the chains, keeps the Panthers in this drive, and that's going to put them down around the 20-yard line in a good scoring position here. Alsop under center, gives it to Club up the middle. Not much here, but a positive gain. Gets 2 yards about out of this, so bring up second and eight. Panthers still in a great position here, about the 18-yard line. A lot of room left to go. They're on the right hash, so they could definitely break something wide left. They've had some success getting outside of the tackles. Also, shotgun, three receivers left. Club to his left. Club goes in motion. They screen to number 21, Chase Copeland, and Chase Copeland picks up about 3 or 4. I see a nice little scamper there by Copeland on the screen outside. That's going to bring up third and about 5 on what appears to be the 15-yard line. Sun's starting to go down here, and they haven't kicked the lights on yet, so it's getting a little darker out there on the field to see the lines, but it looks about like the 15-yard line, so it's going to bring up third and 5, and also the expiration of the quarter. And they must have heard me about the lights because they just clicked them on. So maybe if I ask for maybe to win the raffle drawing, I'll get that too. I'll just hope somebody from that sideline is listening because that'd be great. Maybe I'll come away with a new ATV or something tonight. But Panthers coming away with 3rd and 5 on the 15. It is the end of the first quarter. They're going to come back out from this quarter with a fresh clock, 12 minutes left, 0-0. And as the second quarter starts, after they go over their game plan, they're going to have the ball on about the 15-yard line, and they're going to have 5 yards to go to get a first down, or 15 yards to get a touchdown. Let's hope they put one in here. Hey, just a shout-out here to Wynn Tiling. Thanks for your sponsorship tonight to make this listening possible. I know after last week's Sigourney Kyoto game, a lot of you sent me messages and said, hey, we're listening. We're over here, and I'll tell you, there were people all around the United States listening to that game, and it turned out to be a good one to listen to, a tough one at the end, but a lot of stuff to build on. A lot of good things came out of that game, a great defense, a good solid defensive line that we've talked about, as well as some offense that really started to go in the third quarter with some momentum into the fourth quarter. So the Panthers breaking out of this timeout. Linville Sully's taking the field with their defense. Panther offense is coming out. 3rd and 5 coming here. Also, big thanks to Copeland Auto Body Shop. When you find yourself in need of body work for your vehicle, tell the tow truck driver to take you to Copeland's. We've called Chase Copeland's name a couple times already tonight. Great sponsors there with Holly and Steve over there in Hedrick, as well as in Sigourney. So give them a call for any of your auto body needs. They do repairs as well. And they just worked on our car a couple weeks ago for us and did a great job. So highly recommend Copeland Auto Body if you get out there. Panthers coming back out here, set to start the second quarter, 0-0, 3rd and 5. Also, out of shotgun, keeps it himself, fakes the dive to the club, and gets about 3 or 4, maybe close to a first down. Looks more like they're going to spot it with 3 yards. So it's going to bring up another critical fourth down for the Panthers. They've already seen one this drive, where they had to convert 4th and 15, and they did. So 4th and 2 for the Panthers. Ball on the 11. Tremendous field position, getting close to the score here, but they've got to get either a first down or a touchdown to make it out of this drive and make it mean something coming down from that field position they started with earlier. Also, going to go under center here. Trying to go hard count here from all 7. Good strategy by the coach trying to draw the... It was a good call. They tried to draw him, but they did take a timeout. The whole strategy of coming out from the huddle there was just simply to do a long count. Linville Sully's showing some discipline here, not jumping. But we have seen Linville Sully come out pretty early, blitzing those linebackers. So I'm sure the coaches thought we'd catch him on that one, and we didn't. So they're on the sidelines, both sides, taking a timeout, discussing, okay, now what's the play that we're going to run to get us either 5 yards or put us in the end zone? They only need 2 yards, fourth and two, ball on the 11. So with about 11 minutes to go here in the second quarter, still 0-0, but Panthers knocking on the door here on their 11-yard line with fourth and two to go. Another thank you to our sponsors, Dickey Oil. Dickey Oil Company gives you 24-hour convenience right there in Packwood. And you can purchase competitively priced Conoco no-lead gasohol and diesel fuel at their cart system. Give them a call at 319-695-3601. A no-hassle way to just start buying your gas there at Dickey Oil. Give them some support as well as they support Pekin Athletics. I know during our renovation this summer, they brought over some refrigeration trucks for us to store our food, and boy, it's been a help. So Dickey's a great sponsor here. As the Panthers come back out from this timeout, and they're doing some shifting here. They're flopping lines before they get set. Alsop's going under center. He's got it. Copeland up the middle, and he's going to score a touchdown. Chase Copeland, left side of the tackle there, finally breaks a tough one here and just gets in there for the end zone. Caden Milliken actually knocks him down on the high five in the end zone. Chase's legs put them up 6-0, and that'll bring out the extra point team. A great little play here, off tackle. And the Panthers will bring out that point after try here with Brain, with the senior. Also the holder. A great score here for the Panthers. Now up 6-0 in the second quarter. The kick is up, and it appears to be good. No question about that one. Right through the uprights, nice and high, making it 7-0 for the Panthers with 11 minutes to go here in the second quarter. So far, getting what they needed out of that drive, the Panthers capitalized on some great field position and some great plays to come up 7-0 here in the second quarter with 11 minutes to go. So a lot of football to go, but hey, everybody will be up for this kickoff because the Panthers put one in. A great way to start your district opener. We'll just continue to watch and see if this momentum can hold. I'll tell you, the defense once again has been impressive, only allowed one or two first downs at the most for these Linville Sully Hawks. They've been putting it to them, and Linville Sully having trouble getting anything moving past the line of scrimmage on the Panthers tonight. There's the cheerleaders calling up for the kickoff. I'm sure tomorrow you'll be tuning in for the Iowa Cyhawk series. Their names, Iowa taking on Iowa State. Great game there. And, we'll see if it's as good as this game here tonight. Tonight's been a pretty good one so far. We'll see Iowa State at 5 p.m. You can listen to KIC, catch that one, and just really enjoy watching a great interstate game here. I think it'll be good. You can also check out the scores here on KIC Thunderbolt app. The kickoff is up, and it's a squib kick here. Picked up about midfield. Panthers bring him down there about the 35-yard line. So a decent little return for Linville Sully as the Panthers drag him down about the 35-yard line. Looks like Rickard in on the stop there, as well as several other Panthers, as the Pekin defense takes the field. So the Pekin defense comes out of the screen, just misses tipping the screen. Great run here by the Linville Sully to get the first down. So one of just a handful of first downs, but they come out here swinging in the second quarter after this touchdown, and they get about 12 yards going forward here. So Linville Sully putting the ball across that first down line, moving the chains. So the Panthers still up 7-0 here, about 11 minutes to go. That'll bring up first and 10 on the 49-yard line for the Linville Sully Hawks, getting that first down there on a little screen. I would be remiss if I didn't call Colton Landman's name for making that tackle on that kickoff. I kept looking for number 20, scanning my sheet. I found him. Colton, oh, great play as I was talking here by PD Club, slipping through on an inside linebacker blitz, takes the running back for Linville Sully back about 5 yards. And so that's going to bring up second and 15. But Colton Landman, great tackle to bring down on that kickoff. And Petey Clough with another great tackle back-to-back here, making it second down and about 14 to go. Ball on the 45, 46-yard line now. Linville Sully is looking to try and cross over that 50-yard line. Panthers looking to keep them past it, keep working them backwards here. Oh, Clough now with encroachment, going on that blitz again. A little excited. You can't blame him. He made an amazing play before doing that exact same thing. He tries to jump the count, and he gets called for offside. So that 5 yards that we brought him back is going to be brought back forward, making it about second and nine on right at about the 50-yard line. So Clough trying to make a little something happen here inside. Gets called for encroachment. He came across pretty hard. He tried to jump back, but he crossed that neutral zone and wasn't able to pull himself back here. He's coming back again. They do blitz. They throw it out to the left side. Linville Sully, a little bit of running room here as they pick up about 8 yards. So that'll bring up third down and somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 to 3 yards. I'd say about third down and three for the Linville Sully Hawks. Cole Rickard on the stop there, 63, coming across and getting that drag down before the first down. So a good first down save there by Cole. He's been doing a great job at that linebacker spot. Panther defense set again on third down and three. The little screen here, they're going back to the screen. It worked for him a little bit earlier. Oh, but a great play by Whitrock coming up. Just coming up and making it happen there, as well as Tanner Adam. Both those two guys, Whitrock and Adam, just came across and read that screen, and they put Linville Sully in a tight spot here because they're about at the 50-yard line, and they've got to make the decision to punt or go for it here. I would assume they're going to go for it as they're down 7-0, but they're taking some time discussing here. It does appear that the offense is staying on the field. They didn't switch in enough personnel for a punt, but a very crucial fourth and about 2 yards on the 42-yard line for Linville Sully here. So a big fourth down for the Panthers. See if they can get a stop. They do, Linville Sully puts the man in motion. They do pitch left. Clough with a great jump here. Can't quite catch him. And they may be close to getting the 2 yards that they need. The referee appears to be across that first down line. And it is a first down. Great try, great attempt by Clough. He tries to slip back and do what he did before, slip through that line and make the play in the back. He just misses him by a fingertip, and they're able to come around that left side and just get the first down. But Panther defense still not giving up a lot of yards. Linville Sully had to work very hard for that first down. Had to go all four plays and just chunked out little chunks at a time here. So first and 10, that's and a pass here for Linville Sully, and it goes down. So that'll bring up second and 10 on the 38-yard line. So Panthers, great rush again, putting that quarterback in a little bit of a hurry-up mode, keeping them on their toes here tonight. So things starting to cool off here in Limbo. Great fall evening for sports. Great job by the cross-country teams last night, the volleyball team last night. Just great things happening here at Beacon. I can't say enough about these kids. They're already looking forward to homecoming. It'll be a little while, October 4th, but they're already talking about today. Ready for that Powder Puff and Warrior Volleyball there on September 29th at Pekin. I think it'll be a great time had by all. While we were discussing here, Linville Sully snuck one up the middle and got themselves about 12 yards, getting another first down. So I'll bring up first and 10 on the 25-yard line, so Panthers are going to have to stiffen up here, keep them out of the end zone. They've been doing a great job on defense so far. They've just got to continue to flex it and keep it going steady. So that'll bring up first down and 10 for Linville on the 25-yard line. Pekin still up 7-0. And they do hold here on first down. They try to go up left tower, and a whole host of Panthers in there taking them down. Tanner Adam in there. And I can see quite a few other players coming up from that pile, including Logan Lamb, who's getting some reps in here. So that was great to see Logan getting through there and making a stop here. Linville Sully coming up on second and 10, ball on about the 24-yard line. Does appear to be a timeout by Linville. So Linville regrouping, understanding that, being down 7-0 with 7 minutes, this is a big drive for them. So Linville Sully taking the timeout, and the Panthers coming to discuss a little bit of strategy as they come across here. If you get a chance, check out Windstream. KIC recently switched to Windstream for Business. They've got a new bundle package that includes free guest internet, lower prices than those commonly advertised by Windstream. Do what KIC did. Call Danielle for your Windstream for Business account rep directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134 and get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Also, Community First Credit Union. They've got Your Voice. Your Voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your Voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. What a great service offered there by Community First Credit Union. I know I teach a little bit of personal finance there in economics class. My wife teaches some personal finance at her school as well, and I can't tell you, I think of a better thing to teach young people than how to manage money, and Community First Credit Union's doing it right there. So check them out for all your banking needs. And Panthers have come back from this timeout. Limbo slowly dive up the middle. Oh, sorry, an option. Kind of the same thing we did with Colby earlier. Their quarterback keeping it. First time we've seen the athleticism of their quarterback. Tanner Adam coming over and making it just a lay-the-wood tackle. Just a great tackle by Tanner, but not until after a really long run, about 20-yard gain here for the quarterback for Linville Sully, and bringing up first and goal for the Panthers. A very similar situation we were just in not too long ago, but this time Linville Sully knocking on the door. Linville Sully held us out. Let's hope the Panthers can hold him out as well. First and four on the goal. Linville Sully gives it left over the tackle. And the ball's out. The ball's out. There's a host of Panthers and Limbo. So, and the celebration, they're going to say touchdown. When it rolled out, it must have been recovered in the end zone because Limbo Sully is certainly celebrating. I thought it was strange they were celebrating over a fumble, but it's tough to see from our side of the stands here what happened. You just heard another gunshot here. I think Derek Brain may have needed to change your underwear here tonight. He's up here filming. He couldn't get in the first block either. We both tried. Couldn't get in there. They just shot off a cannon or something. I don't know where they get it. Let's hope we don't hear that silly thing again, because that means they scored, and we need to keep them out of the end zone. But just a nice little power play, similar to what we've been running. Just similar offenses and defenses here. Two great weaponry offenses and defenses coming out tonight, and just a true clash. So 7-6. Oh, they're going to try and go for two here. They do a pitch and a little halfback pass here. Halfback knocked down as he overthrew it over the end zone. So similar play to what we did to the Cobras last week. They tried here on their 2-point conversion, trying to get a little edge here. Linville Sully definitely wants to win this game. If he didn't catch last year, he can win at the final seconds with a deep pass to Cade Milliken to win that one in an important district rivalry game here. We don't play Linville Sully often throughout the years, but the last couple years we have, they've been close games and tough games. So both teams trying to pull out all the stops here. Linville Sully coming up short on that 2-point conversion. So Panthers are still going to be ahead 7-6 as we come out for the kick return. And once again, Copeland and Whitrock set to return. Petey Club and Tanner Adam also back there deep, so you'd have to really be taking about an equal stance to kick any of those guys. You know, Adam Club and Copeland, Whitrock, all great returners, great speedsters for the Panthers. So a very athletic backfield on this kickoff return. As Pekin is now up 7-6 over Linville Sully. So still about 6.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter in this first half. It does go to Tanner Adam. Tanner wastes no time bringing it up the middle, but the ball, he hangs on to it. It looked like he was going to try and get a strip there, but he hangs a great return. I think he wanted more out of that one, but, you know, he comes up to the 36-yard line, gets about a 10-yard return. So from the spot that he caught the ball, a good return there for Tanner, a good hit to play to take it upfield and get the Panthers on about the 36-yard line. They'll bring up 1st and 10 with 6 minutes and 24 seconds to go here in the first half. Panthers leading 7-6. Panther mascot is down here with the cheerleaders. Not sure who that is, but they're out here to pump up the crowd. Always great to see some school spirit. Cheerleaders are also ready to go. Panthers here on offense. Colby also keeps it off the right side. So we tried about the same option that we just saw and get a great gain from Colby Alsop. So moving the chains on the first play after that kick return by Adam, Alsop takes it up the right side himself on a keeper and gets about 12 yards. So putting him in a good position again to bring up first and 10, another peak and first down. Panthers here, pitch out to Copeland. Copeland's got some room to run. He gets about 2 yards. Looked like he was going to get more, but they closed it up a little bit there on him. So he gets about 2 yards. Oh, it looks like they spotted back a little bit. So lost a yard there, actually, bringing down second and 11. Ball on the 48-yard line. So it looked like from over here that he got forward motion, forward movement, but spotting it a yard behind the line of scrimmage. So peaking second down 11, ball on the 48-yard line. Less than 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Also, shotgun takes to Copeland, gives it to Club. Club running hard up the left side. Gets a first down and more. Club with a great run here, about 16 yards. A great little run by Petey here, the senior, taking it up the left side. They really bit on that fake to Copeland, and you would because he's a fast guy coming around the corner. Club takes it up the left side the opposite way on a little kind of counter there, and great play for Pekin as they waste no time to go no huddle again. So first and 10, also in shotgun, passes. Interception goes over Whitrock's hands. He's upset, thought it fell down, and it turns out to be an interception. He's still running, the return man, still going, and it is going to be a Linville Sully touchdown. But there is a flag down. There's a flag out on the field. I don't think Linville Sully sees it because they're all, but it looks like there's a flag out there. I think they are making an announcement over the loudspeaker. There's a penalty marker down because I think the Linville Sully team was all going to run out there. They were all pretty excited. So that return will be coming back, but I would guess it would be holding and it'll still be Linville Sully ball, but not the touchdown. So, good break for the Panthers on the block in the back there. But a tough one for Colby Alsop, who was trying to catch Christian Whitrock on the slant. Caught him pretty good, just got a little high, went over the head of Whitrock, not able to pull it in and right into the hands of the defender that I'm sure not many people saw, because after the miss, a lot of Panthers, just kind of bummed, ready to restart, and all of a sudden this guy's running down the side of the field with the ball. So Panthers turnover here, first turnover for either team tonight. We saw a couple last week by both teams, so that's going to bring up first and 10 for Linville Sully at about the 43-yard line. So a tough break for the Panther offense, who had just started to get something kind of rolling with that 16-yard run by Club. And, not a bad pass by Colby, really, just a hair off and just lands in the hands of a Linville Sully defender. So Linville Sully is starting to get pumped up here, and peaking defense, adjusting, coming up to a runoff tackle on the left side. And they're going to make the tackle, but not until about 3 or 4 yards. So great defense and a great stop by PD Club, who stops them after they get some yardage on that first down play. Bringing up about second and 3 on the 49-yard line for the Linville Sully Hawks with 4 minutes and 49 seconds to go here in the first half. Linville Sully comes up to the ball under center. They give it. Oh, Club just misses that blitz again. On that left side, but they get just past him, and Trenton Conger makes a tackle, bringing up third down and short. It's going to be about third and 1 for the Linville Sully Hawks, and pretty close to that first down, but not enough. So Panthers, I'll see if they'll tighten up here and prevent this first down. Linville Sully not going with the no huddle, taking quite a bit of time to talk about strategy here. They use up quite a bit of that play clock getting in that huddle. And they do try and sneak it up the right side, and they get the first down off the quarterback sneak, and he gets about 4 or 5 yards, getting them just over that line of scrimmage to move the chains and give Linville Sully a first down on this drive. So Linville Sully now on the 45-yard line, first and 10, about 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Linville Sully coming out under center. Panther defense looking ready. Club again blitzing. Oh, ball's on the ground. It looks like the Panthers might have recovered it. I see Whitrock under there. It looks like Colton Lamon came across and caught the ball with his hand as they were coming through there. And it is. It's a Panther fumble recovery. Whitrock coming off the pile. And it looks like Tanner Adam as well coming out from underneath that. Hard to tell who they gave that one to, but nonetheless, speaking Panther ball now on offense, a great turnover back to our side. So this battle, once again, heating up. Linville, Sully, and Pekin staying even here. 7-6 Pekin got that slight edge after the missed two-point conversion by Linville. Sully keeping it alive now with a ball on the 38-yard line, 1st and 10. Colby Alsop gives it to Copeland. Copeland goes over right tackle, brought down in the backfield. So a loss there for Copeland. Bringing up 2nd and 11 on the 36-yard line. Panthers about 3.5 minutes to go, so plenty of clock here. This is about the time as a coach you're looking up, seeing if you can use up all that clock you can in case you need to give the ball back, or even after a score, you don't give them too much time to come back and rally and get a chance to put one in before halftime. So Panthers will have to be strategic. We probably won't see a lot of no huddle. Also, under center, or excuse me, shotgun, takes it himself over the right side. Not much ground there as he gets folded up after about 2 yards, bringing it down to 3rd and about 9 on the 39-yard line. So Panthers under 3 minutes now in this first half, still up 7-6 on the 39-yard line, 3rd and about 9 for the Panthers. Kate Milliken subbing in here, bringing in the play to the team in the huddle. They are taking some time, and it is a timeout called by the Panthers. So Panthers here to discuss now their strategy for getting out of this halftime here with 3rd and 10 on the 39-yard line. They've had a couple things going here. They just had a nice fumble recovery there by Whitrock and Adam just after the interception by Alsop. So they got the ball back. Now they've got to try and find a way to get across those chains, make it a first down, and keep the drive moving. Big thank you to Midwest Assisted Living. As we turn the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. At Assisted Living, they've created an environment that celebrates these memories and creates new experiences in a comfortable, home-like setting. Assisted Living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Their warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. Contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and a memory care there at Midwest Assisted Living. So Panthers here come out from their timeout. 3rd and 10. Also shotgun looking right for a pass. He's got Copeland. Just overthrows Copeland on that right side. A great call trying to use the speed of Copeland to get out. It was basically four receivers all in goes. Just streaking down the field, and he looked towards Copeland to try and catch him, and that just overthrew him, bringing up 4th down, and it does appear that the punt team is coming out here for the Panthers on the 39-yard line. So 4th and 10, ball on the 39, about 2 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in this half. It's been a close one so far. Pekin still up 7-6 as they prepare to punt. Club back to punt. Club gets off a nice punt. Solid down to about the 35-yard line, and wrapped up right away by Copeland down there. So using those wheels again that we just talked about to get down the field and make the tackle at the 35-yard line. So as soon as he caught it, Copeland was right there giving him the business on the 35-yard line. And Panther defense will come to take over as they set up Linville Sully for 1st and 10. So 2 minutes and 27 seconds to go here in the first half. Linville Sully, 1st and 10, comes out under center. Pekin defense presses hard. Pitch out here to the running back. Taken down by Conger, but not until after about 12 yards. So Conger comes across as an in, takes a good angle, and takes him down. But they do get a first down for Linville Sully, moving the chains forward. It does appear that there's a penalty. There looks like it may be holding. They're talking to the Panther defense, asking what they want to do, and the Panthers say, scoot them back, scoot them back. So Coach Donovan wasted no time telling them to move those guys back from the spot of the ball, and that'll move them back to about where they started originally at about the 35, 34-yard line. Resetting here now, 1st and 11. So bringing back that holding call, bringing back a 12-yard run for the Hawks. So Panthers catching another nice little break here on a Linville Sully mishap and getting set here with the clock running now just about at 2 minutes here at the end of the second quarter to wind out this half. Linville Sully under center, comes up the middle, stopped by the Panthers defensive lineman. Looks like Rickard as well as Hollingsworth there stopping up that right side and getting the tackle, preventing any more yards here on that first down. That'll bring up second and 10 for the Hawks with a minute 40 here. The clock's still ticking. Hawks not seeming to be in a hurry, though. Still very calm, even though they're not very deep into scoring territory here. Pass by the quarterback. It falls dead. Wynn comes up with it after a bounce and tried to make it look like he caught an interception, but not fooling anybody. It skipped up into his hands. And, you know, nice try there by Keaton, the sophomore. He's out there playing safety for the Panthers and doing a good job coming across and making good help. So that'll bring up third and 10. The clock did stop there on the incomplete pass for the Hawks. So 1 minute 30 seconds left to go. Ball in the 35-yard line. Pekin still up 7-6. Linville Sully has two timeouts left. Pekin only left with one. We'll see if that reverse here by the Hawks. And a pass, reverse pass. Panthers get taken a little bit on it, but they don't give up much. They only give up about 10 yards before Wynn is able to knock him out of bounds. And Panthers definitely had the reverse sniffed out, but then he stopped and he planted just before he got hit and tossed it out the left sideline. And was able to pick up about 11 yards, enough for a first down. But the clock, once again, still running with a minute 19 to go. First and 10 for the Hawks. They do a screen here. They do come up a little bit faster now. Adam, just misses the tackle. Adam wrapped up and just misses it as he slips through his hands. But right behind him, Conger comes along and takes care of business there as well as Rittrock. So bring up second and about 7 for the Hawks. Under a minute now. Hawks back to the line of scrimmage. They do look like they're trying to hurry now. Not quite as fluid as the Panthers in the hurry up. Shotgun for the quarterback. He's looking left on a pass. He gets a target, and it's intercepted. It appears to be intercepted. And it is a catch intercepted by the quarterback, Colby Alsop. The senior gets the interception, gives it, hey, I want my ball back. I want a chance to score here. So now the Panthers on offense. So a turnover by Linville Sully. So it still remains a very tight, very close game here. Looked like Linville Sully was starting to get the motor going a little bit. Not a lot going, but you know, definitely moved the chains. But then here come the Panthers, also picks the ball out of the air and gets it back for them. So 41 seconds left in this first half. We'll see if they try and for the end zone. They're backed up quite a bit. They're about the 35 on the opposite side of where they need to be. So we'll see what they do to try, and it looks like they may just be grinding this one out. They go up the middle here, and what looks like with club, they do get about 3 or 4 yards, and the clock is still moving here at 30 seconds. So it appears the Panthers are just going to grind out to get to halftime, being up 7-6. Coach Donovan's motioning to keep going, keep running. So we'll see what the Panthers do here now that it's second down and 8. But the big factor here, 15 seconds left in the first half. They come across hard with Copeland, though, and he gets a little bit of running room, and he's taken down after about 6 or 7 yards. 5 seconds left here in the first half. No movement by the Panthers coaching staff to try and take a timeout, so they are just going to grind into the half. And that'll bring up halftime for us, Panther fans. I really appreciate you sticking around. I wouldn't go too far away from your internet radio, your phone app, or your computer, because after this 15-minute break here at halftime, we're coming back 7-6 with the Panthers up over Linville Sully. A tough, tough team, this Linville Sully team. Close one last year. Panthers didn't take him, but now we're over here in their turf, so they're going to be defending hard. Panthers running right by the crowd here, getting a good ovation here by the crowd. A lot of tired faces there, but nothing to hang their heads about. Great first half of the Panthers coming out 7-6 up ahead here with a whole half left to go. So it really feels, once again, like 0-0 when we're going to be coming back. So I'm going to take a short intermission here, and we'll catch you back here 14 minutes. Go get something to eat. Maybe go to that bathroom break, because hopefully you've been glued to the radio here, because it's been a close one. I wouldn't go too far, because as soon as we come back, we're definitely going to see the Panthers strike again, and Linville Sully will come out swinging as well. Both of them wanting to win this district opener really pretty hard. in order to take the victory. We'll be back shortly. Enjoy your halftime. We set the kickoff to the Linville Soli Hawks to open up the second half. I can't imagine Linville Soli would defer and let us get the ball, but I guess we'd take that too if we got it. So a great halftime here. Starting to feel a little bit like fall, chilling down a little bit, but nonetheless, still beautiful, beautiful weather here for a football game as we get ready to start the second half of what has been just a battle between the Linville Soli Hawks and the Pekin Panthers. Both teams slugging it out, neither one spending much on defense, only one score for each team up on the board. Great physical offenses for both. Panthers doing a lot of different things here. We've seen some passing by Colby Alsop. We've seen Alsop run the ball. We've seen Copeland and Club both with great carries. Lots of different scores, lots of different ways to score here for the Panthers as they come out showing a lot of different sets. We've seen under center. We've seen shotgun. And now we're going to see the Panthers come out and really get ready to start off this season opener, or district opener rather, just on fire and ready to play football. So I'm sure, no doubt, they had a great talk there at halftime, got the young men fired up, and they're coming out here ready to play. But I'm sure those Linville Soli Hawks doing the exact same thing in their locker room as well, being down 6-0 there in their own field here at Linville Soli. Try and bring up my Thunderbolt app here and give you a couple of scores from around the area. Looks like also that Coach Slotin's out there. He's one of my assistants there in the junior high. Helps with the high school, talking to the kickoff team. So we'll see how they kick. They did a squib kick for their only other kick tonight on kickoff. They squibbed it down after last week. A little bit of trouble staying real consistent with the kickoff. So I'm sure they've worked that strategy out, no doubt, and they're ready to come out and kick the ball hard this week. So looking up some high school football scores from the area. Looks like Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont up 25-6 over Cardinal there at halftime as well. Davis County and I-35. Davis County's up 14-6. Mrs. Zillian want to hear that score. North Mahaska, 14. English Valley's 8. We'll see North Mahaska later. Drove through New Sharon, getting over here to Linville Soli. Sigourney Kyoto down 27-7 against Wilton. Now, Wilton rated number 7 in the state in Class 1A, so not that surprising, but there at the second quarter for Sigourney Kyoto, who we saw last week, they're going to have to do a little bit of digging to come back from 20 points down. A lot of game left there. We'll try and keep you updated. Looks like locally, too, Pella Grinnell. I know that's usually a big game for you people who are near the Pella area. Pella's up 7, Grinnell 0 there in the first quarter. Fairfield, Washington, no scores to report there, but I'm sure that'll be a good one as well. Washington coached by a former Panther. Kickoff here, looks like Club kicked off, and a nice little squib bouncing down about the 20-yard line, goes out of bounds. So with that, bring up an option for the team to either take it down there or take the ball a little bit further up the field. I'm sure Linville Soli will want to take as many yards as they can against the Panthers here. Other scores from around the area, Montezuma and Pleasantville. We'll see Pleasantville later on, as well as Montezuma. Montezuma up 28-0 there at halftime. So a lot of good games going around. Lisbon 44, Van Buren 0. So Van Buren kind of had things going here the last couple weeks, but now that they're in the district play, a little bit tough against Lisbon. It looks like they're in the second quarter. Lisbon up 44-0 over Van Buren. Oskaloosa, if you're from Oskaloosa area, they're up 19-0 over Carlisle. Linville Soli starts off this first series on offense, and they did elect to take it up to the 35-yard line, but their first play gets back 5 yards. So Panthers second and about 14, 15 yards here on the 32-yard line. Nice little stop in there for the Panthers, opening up the second half. So this defense has come out ready to play and stopping right away those Linville Soli Hawks. Pass here by Linville Soli got a little bit, about 4 or 5 yards, brought down by a whole host of Panthers there. Looks like Conger in there and coming up from the bottom of the pile. We see quite a few others as well. Look like Bond in there too. Quite a few players getting in there, mixing it up a little bit. So not a very deep pass, but enough to get them 3 or 4 yards here. So you're going to be 3rd and 6 at the 41-yard line. Panthers still up 7-6. Pitch out here. Panthers push him. Tanner Adam almost has him. Couldn't quite hang on and driven out of bounds by Trenton Conger. And it looks like Keaton Wynn from the safety spot coming up and helping there. So great help by both of those guys coming up and really making a stick there. Excuse me, Eric Adam. I gave Trenton Conger the credit on that one. It was Eric Adam coming across from that linebacker spot and taking him out of bounds with Keaton Wynn. So Eric here in his senior year, enjoying his defensive responsibilities. We see him. We don't get to call his name a lot on offense, but he's working hard at that guard spot, on offense. So a workhorse for the Panthers here. 4th down and about 2. Panthers drag him down. PE Club ball is out. They rule him down, but PE Club drags the ball carrier down behind the line of scrimmage on 4th down, and that brings up a Pekin Panther 1st down as they take over. So great defensive stand to start the second half for the Panthers, and just not many yards at all coming off, maybe 4 or 5 total on that first drive for the Linville Sully Hawks, getting a stop and turning the ball over to the Panthers on downs. Panthers come back down, 1st and 10, ball on the 37 in their favor on their side of the field. So looks like they're poised to make another run at scoring here. Panthers shifting, also started in shotgun, now going under center. A lot of shifting in the line. We give to Club. Club powers it up the middle, gets about 2 or 3. Good solid gain there for Pete, and bring it up about 2nd and 7. So Panthers are coming back quickly to the line. We'll see if they go to that no huddle. We've seen them do a couple times. It looks like they're going to take a while and run a play in here. Keaton Wynn coming in here for Cade Milliken on that end spot, that split receiver spot. They do get a play out here. They're starting to line back up. Also up in shotgun, he's flanked. Behind him is Tanner Adam. Behind him, Tanner Adam gets it and goes left, goes hard, still running. It takes 2 or 3 Hawks to drag Tanner down off tackle. Great little off tackle play there by Tanner Adam, getting the 1st down, moving the chains and picking up about 9 or 10 yards. So Panthers getting the 1st down here, getting the stop on defense. Now 1st down on offense. A lot of great things happening for the Panthers. They go no huddle and also right under center. So Panthers ready to attack again, trying to keep, once again, messing with this tempo a little. Get a nice give to Club up the middle. Nice little up-tempo game here by the Panthers as they continue to really move hard and strike while the iron is hot. So Panthers, a lot of impressive stuff going on down here on the field as they bring up now about 2nd and 5 with the ball on the 16-yard line. So, make that about the 18-yard line, but still a great position for the Panthers to be in. Panthers handoff again up the middle. Also keeps it on the left side. He's still going. Gets close to the pylon, and it looked like they went to that option. It looked like Club had it, but also pulls it out around the side and brings them really close to the goal line here. So a great, great drive here putting together for the Panthers as they are now in position to score 1st and goal on the 5-yard line. So great opening second half for the Panthers, who started off kicking the ball, got the defensive stand, turnover on downs, and now knocking on the door to put some more points on the 7-6 lead, trying to add a little bit to that 1-point cushion. Also up in shotgun, he's flanked by up motion now, also goes under center, so they shift. Now Adam in the back, they go to Adam, Club up the middle, and Club is shut down here. Linville Sully seems to be able to tighten up here on this goal line defense. We saw this early in the first half. They are able to adjust and really tighten in. Panthers not able to spread things out as much, but they've still got three downs to go to get in the end zone, and they're on the 5-yard line. So 2nd and goal on the 5-yard line. Panthers here about 8 minutes to go in the 3rd quarter, still up 7-6, looking to add to that lead. Also comes under center. Hand off to Petey Club, who goes up the middle. The ball comes out. It does look like the Panthers recover. No signal by the referee. No one getting excited on either side, so it must have been a quick quick recovery, or they called him down because a club picks up a minimal gain here, pretty short to no yardage on that one. Bringing up third and goal on the 5-yard line. So Panthers, only two more plays left to convert and get that 5 yards. So, Panthers looking at a very critical third down on, with 5 yards to get to the goal line. Also shotgun. Looks like an option for Colby. Colby taking it in to the end zone. It is a touchdown. Also makes that triple option, takes the club, takes it himself, takes the 5 yards and puts it in the end zone. That's going to put some more points on the board. 13-6, Pekin Panthers. So a great, great opening second half here. Couldn't ask for anything. Textbook defense, tremendous, flawless offense as they get rolling here and are able to put one in. So also after the touchdown, now the holder for the kick, and the kick is good. Another great one kick by Brain. Now 14-6, so Pekin, they're going to have to, then Vasoli, if they score here, put them in a position where they're going to have to go for two again, which they came up short on, because they are now up 14-6, getting a little bit of cushion here early on in the second half. So a great third quarter so far for the Panthers. Let's see if they can continue this momentum that they've been able to keep all the way through the third quarter here. So everybody's up for the kickoff. Probably see Club again. He looks like he's standing out there to kick. He's got the team in his hand. I would guess it's going to be another low squib, but that's been working out for him. It's been able to get them good field position so far. So, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Keep going to it. So great score for the Panthers, up 14-6 with 7 minutes and 45 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. Just a reminder to our sponsors, thanks again so much for being a part of us here and getting us on the internet radio. Mites Parts and Service, Henshaw Trailer Sales, Wind Tiling, Myers Automotive, Pioneer Hybrids, Dickey Oil, Midwest Assisted Living, Community First Credit Union, and Windstream. All making it possible for you guys to hear at home and around the world the Pekin Panthers football. So exciting. I'm privileged to be along for the ride. A great game so far tonight for the Panthers as they kick off and return. Still developing here as he kind of goes one side to the other, and a great hit here to take him down. Tanner Adam just has a way to lower that shoulder and bring guys down that just makes it look painful for the other team. But textbook, he must have had a great junior high coach who taught him how to tackle, because I tell you, he came in there and just laid somebody down on that kickoff return, making it first and 10 and about the 20-yard line for the Panthers defense, try and hold these Hawks. They did a great job at the opening side, opening part of this half, stopping the Hawks, turning over on downs. Not a first down yet for Lynn Vasoli in this quarter. Lynn Vasoli going over the right tackle, brought down. Looks to be, the referee needs to get out of the way so I can see. It looks like Petey Club, and Petey kind of walking gingerly there on an ankle. He's holding a knee or an ankle. It looks like maybe he got stepped on there, but so far still in the game. As he comes back out, and the Panthers, now Linville trying a little hurry up themselves, seeing that the tempo working for the Panthers, trying to mix it up, but Panthers nothing doing. Stop them here again. There is a flag out as late as it came. I'm hoping it's not a face mask because it came pretty late after the tackle. So we'll see what the referees call. There is some laundry out there, and they are going to call a face mask on the Panthers. That really hurts because up to this point, the Panther defense has been pretty flawless holding them. And it would have been third and about 5. Instead, walks off to a first down for the Hawks. And it was an intentional face mask rather than an incidental face mask. So you get the full 15 yards walking off, and that's going to put Linville Sully up near about the 45-yard line. So the Panthers not in trouble yet, but definitely doesn't help their defense as they kind of give up some easy yardage there on the face mask contact. Another flag comes out as they run this first and 10, pretty quick there on the Linville Sully side. But it was tough to see as far out as they were exactly what developed. Illegal procedure against the Hawks, so that's going to back the Hawks up now. So this game is close as can be. I mean, each team, it kind of seesaws. One team will get a call, the other team will get a call, one team will get a turnover, the other team will get a turnover. So you could, on paper, if you were looking at stats, I'd tell you I'd be all sorts of confused if you didn't tell me the score, because so far, pretty evenly matched all the way around. The Hawks reset here, first and 15, 39 yards. Oh, and just a great play by the Panthers coming through That one, just as soon as he snapped it, he was brought down, that quarterback in that shotgun position. And I'll tell you, it looked like Club back there. I'm seeing Rickard back there as well. So great stop, and that's going to bring up second and probably 18 for the Hawks on their 35-yard line. So the great defensive play after that illegal procedure by the Hawks. Panthers coming back and really sticking it to them there. Panthers moving a lot of people up through the line. Pass by the Hawks. It goes down. Whitrock, great defense here, getting in front of the ball and kind of knocking it down. There was a low pass, but Whitrock gets his hand down there to ensure that it goes into the ground rather than into the hands of the Linville Sully receiver. So a heads-up play by Christian Whitrock on that left corner spot, coming in and playing tremendous pass defense, bringing up third and 18 on the 35-yard line for the Hawks. So a great defensive stand so far. If you take away that face mask, really very little positive yardage for the Hawks against the Panthers here in the second half. Really under double digits as far as actual yard gain goes. Hawks now third down, goes out and shotgun, a little screen pass here. Goes down hard. The screen was not very deep, and Eric Adam comes up and just fills that and takes him down hard. Great play by the senior to come up from that linebacker spot and spot that little screen kind of hidden down there. They kind of ran this earlier, little shovel screen pass, just out, a little dump off here, and the Panthers have sniffed it out both times. So that's going to bring up fourth and 18 for the Hawks as the Panthers get set to receive with Whitrock back deep. Panthers here set, it looks like, to return right. We'll see which way Whitrock takes it as it goes left. It does take a bouncer. Whitrock grabs it, and he's going to be taken down at about the 20-yard line. And Panthers will take over first and 10 on the 20-yard line. So Panthers, great stops on downs. Defense staying really, really great here at the second half. I can't complain about how the Panthers are playing on defense. And the way that offense came out and scored right away, I can't complain about the offense either. So I'll tell you, a good-looking play, and we seem to have a penalty here on the Linville Sully. Illegal procedure is the call by Derek Brain up here in the massive visitor stands press box, also known as the top row of the bleachers. So that's going to maybe reset the Hawks to kick again, and Panthers get a little more yardage here. So they are taking the Hawks back quite a ways. They were already fourth and 18. That's going to bring up fourth and about 25 or 30 from the 30-yard line. So another great break to the Panthers, resetting fourth down, repunting to Whitrock. And I'll tell you, if you give this kid a little bit of room, he's going to take it. He's been pretty explosive so far. Several touchdowns last week against the Savage Cobras, and a kid that can really get out and move. So the punt's going to go. Again, Whitrock backs away from it this time, and it ends up, we did get better field position out of this. It's going to end up about the 33-yard line, no return. Whitrock smart to back up. The Linville Sully Hawks were coming right at him. Panthers with 5 minutes, 11 seconds to go in the third quarter, still up 14-6 as they take over first and 10 and ready and poised to try and move the ball again. So Panthers coming out of the huddle here. Also, shotgun, looks like behind him, appears to be Club. It's hard to tell. It is Club. It's hard to tell. They're straight on from us right now. A little bit more shifting here in the offense. Panthers have been doing some shifting. They come up in one set, shift to another, fake to Copeland, give to Club. Club gets about 8 yards right up the middle of the hole. So fake that jet across to Copeland. Defense bid on it, and Club able to gain a hard 8 yards and bring it up second and about 2. So Panthers now on the 39-yard line, moving the ball once again. Great, great opening to the second half. So whatever they talked about during halftime, the adjustments they've made on both sides of the ball are working because the Panthers have been really dominant here in this third quarter. And we saw this a little bit last week against Sigourney. The third quarter they came out and just really opened up the throttle against Sigourney. So hopefully they can keep their foot on the gas as they give to Copeland up that left side. And Copeland gets about 2 or 3 as he comes up, and maybe just about right at the first down line. We'll see. Panthers obviously signaling first down, but they don't get to make the call. The ref does, and he does signal first down, and then I'll move the chain. So the Panthers, great movement here on about the 42, 43-yard line. Panthers, no huddle, right back, keeping that tempo going. It's working so far. Give to Club up the middle. Club getting a lot of yardage here as he's going. He's breaking free. He's passed way past the chains, and he's finally drugged down with what appears to be about the 20-yard line. A great run by Club. Just straight up the middle, but then he just jets left and showing some speed. Club working hard in the weight room this year over the summer. I got a chance to work out with him a little bit, and I'll tell you, a kid that's really built up that leg strength and able to power through and then the speed just to open it up and get him down to what is spotted at the 15-yard line. So Panthers first and 10 on the 15-yard line, poised to score again. Copeland with a give-over tackle, not much there, but still positive yardage, so about 2 or 3 yards. So this third quarter, with 4 minutes to go, has really turned into just a great one for the Panthers. We'll see if tomorrow's Iowa State game on KIC is just as pivotal and just as tight as this one is, this seesaw battle back and forth starting to take a little bit of dominance here by the Panthers here in the third quarter. Panthers come out in shotgun. Give the left side to Copeland. Copeland running hard, gets some yards, but there is a flag out, so it'll be hard to tell. Probably going to be on the Panthers, unfortunately, as that flag came up near where Copeland was dragged down. We can hope for a face mask, maybe. It appears a person. Oh, it is a face mask. It is a personal foul, and hey, I should start opening some more because we got a face mask, and that's going to probably bring up a Panther first down. With the way that he was dragged down, he looked close to the chains anyway. That's going to seal the deal and give the Panthers that first down. So now first and four for the Panthers, knocking on the door here with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go. Panthers in an amazing position to open up their lead, already 14-6. They're going to take a timeout for Linville Sully, obviously to talk about what in the world is going on in this third quarter, because these Panthers have come out just with the fire lit out underneath them. So a tremendous, tremendous scoring here, and a great second half here for the Panthers. Looking around the league here, or around the area, rather, Eddyville, Blakesburg still open up 25-6 over Cardinal. Davis County still 21-6 over I-35. North Mahaska 22-14. English Valley starting to close the gap a little bit there against North Mahaska. A great game with Wilton. Sigourney finally getting on the board, but Wilton still up 27-7. Capella Grinnell still 7-6. So a lot of area teams playing tonight. Montezuma, once again, in Pleasantville, part of our district. Montezuma up 28-0. No doubt we knew that they would be near the top, as well as Linville Sully and BGM, so we'll be watching them. No update on what BGM's doing tonight, but we'll no doubt be following them a little bit when everybody gets home and see what these games are going to be like, because right now, it's turning out to be a great district matchup here between the Linville Sully Hawks and the Pekin Panthers. Pekin 14-6, knocking on the door, first down and four. And they come back out on this timeout. They shift some players around. Also comes out from shotgun, goes under center now, and comes up hard. Pete Club with a touchdown. Club just comes across. He's run this play so many times tonight, but just unstoppable as the senior Pete Club just having a great game. Coming in hard, running hard, and making the touchdown for the Panthers. So not only on defense has he made some great plays, but just tons of great runs by Club, getting them down there deep, and they go to him again to give him the score. It's always great to see the guy that got you there dance with the one that brung you, I guess, because they put Club right back in the end zone, making it now 20-6 with Brain trying to tack on. He's been perfect so far tonight, and it looks like he's going to stay that way. 21-6. Official signal from the referee says it's good, and there was no doubt in my mind. It went right through the uprights again. Brain perfect on attempts tonight, PATs, and 21-6 now with 3 minutes and 26 seconds to go in the third quarter. Panthers really starting to open up the throttle and taking it to Linville Sully, and I have no doubt that Coach Donovan's over there telling them to keep their foot on the gas. So this will bring out the Pekin kickoff team. So far, Petey Club's been the kicker. He just put the ball in. Maybe we'll see if they give him a rest. I would guess they're going to keep depending on his legs and get him out there because, like I said, they don't want to take any chances. This is a tough team here at Linville Sully. Hats off to they've been playing tough on offense and defense, but the Panthers just that much better than the Linville Soy Hawks. So, Pekin, ready to kick off, coming up. Once again, thanks to many people who are making this possible. Henshaw Trailer Sales, Wind Tiling, Myers Automotive, all from our area. Dickey Oil as well. We just appreciate our sponsors. And once again, I appreciate you listening. Let me know sometime if you see me. Hey, Tim, I heard you on the radio. It's sounding good. Or, hey, Tim, I heard you on the radio. Why don't you get somebody else to help you out because you're struggling. But so far, Panthers not struggling. With a great kick, a deep one this time, over the head and into the end zone, touchback. So a great kick here. Touchbacks are not very common here in high school football, but it's a tremendous kick over the heads after those squibs to kick it super deep and get it down and put the Linville Sully Hawks right on the 20. So Linville Sully will start first and 10 from the 20-yard line, 3 minutes and 26 seconds to go, picking up 21-6. So Pekin defense so far this series been unyielding. Very few, only one first down, and that came on a penalty through a face mask. So far the Pekin defense has really stood tall in the face of a pretty tough Linville Sully offense. So Linville Sully, they're here in shotgun. Looks like they're set to pass, and they are. Rolling back the quarterback, looking, goes right, misses his receiver, throws it high, and boy, he's got a guy out there who's probably 6'3 or 6'4. He jumped up there, probably a 9-foot or so high pass, and just missed the arms of him. And it could have been tipped up for a Pekin defender to get it. They didn't, but nonetheless, it's going to bring up second and 10 on the 20. We see a nice, handspring cartwheel here from Shelby Williams, the cheerleader on this gravel track. She's more brave than I am. She vaulted up there. The cheerleader's excited. And doing a good job here for the Panthers. A lot to cheer about as the Panthers, first time the defense is allowed a first down, they do get about a 15-yard run off the left side of the tackle. Tough to tell who was in on that play, or on that tackle, excuse me. A lot of different personnel in here now for the Panthers, giving a couple of the starters a break over here because it's been a hard-fought first half now into the third quarter as we get into about the three-minute mark. Linville Sully first and 10 on the 36. Linville Sully back to pass a screen, but Tanner Adam reads it well, just misses, but it slows him down enough to get, it looks like maybe Jared Bond coming all the way over there making the tackle. And so big old Jared Bond getting involved. He's been in on some of these tackles, but really one of his first big solo tackles that I've seen it. And once again, it's a little tough to tell from here, but Bond coming all the way across the field, making that screen, and I'm sure they're going to think about running that again because you get hit by Jared Bond. You don't go to that one very often again. So that brings up a timeout by Linville. They've burned two now here in the third quarter. Oh, sorry. No, this must be Pekin. So it's our timeout. I apologize. So now two timeouts left for each team with 2 minutes and 37 seconds to go in the third quarter. Second and 12, ball on the 34-yard line. Pekin timeout. Looks like we're trying to readjust, maybe switching in some other personnel. Obviously, they've seen something that they wanted to prevent. So defense set to come back out after this timeout. All the Panthers come out on this timeout, really rallying here. It's a great team look for the Panthers to get everybody, all the players who came off from the sideline into the huddle. Linville Sully just has their offense out on the field talking to their coaches, where all of our team came out. Just a great show of leadership and teamwork here by the Panthers. Not sure if that's standard procedure. If it is, I don't remember, but they were fired up. I mean, you could hear them chanting, and they're ready to go. They know they've started to get some momentum here in the third quarter, and no doubt Coach Donovan wants to keep this momentum going, keep the Hawks pinned down and not able to fly here at home. So Panther defense takes back over. It's a pass. He's looking left. Not much there. Oh, it goes right into the arms of Cole Rickard. Cole Rickard gets he's still going with the interception. Cole goes right in left. Cole, former quarterback, knows how to run the ball himself. They've had Cole at guard on offense, but he plays that linebacker position. He jumps off a great athletic play, hangs onto the ball, runs down the right sideline to the Panther sideline, cuts left, and picks up probably a 25-yard interception. So a great athletic play by Cole Rickard, the junior. snagging that ball and then taking it down to put the Panthers in a great field position on the 20-yard line. First and 10, an exciting play. No doubt, whatever they said, that timeout was worth it because they got him the ball back in a turnover, and now the Panthers first and 10 on the 20. So also, he comes out and shotgun. He sends Copeland in motion. Copeland's going to keep it around that outside, gets a turn, gets about 2 or 3 yards. So a nice, solid pickup for Chase. It hasn't really been able to get anybody to really, you know, get him to break on that outside, but what it has done is it's opened up club then to come in the middle when they fake on that. So just because we don't see, you know, many yards on that doesn't mean that play is not effective. Coach Donovan and Coach Hutz are setting up for probably eventually coming in here within the next few plays to bring that fullback up the middle. Every time they come outside, they know Copeland's got the speed to come around. They've got to adjust, and quarterback Colby also up now fakes to Copeland, gives now to Petey Klavan on that counter. Klavan for the touchdown again! Around the outside, what did I tell you? I told you they're going to go back to Globe. They're setting them up, and they did. Fake to Copeland, then also fakes it, who's also been an effective runner, bringing in the counter to Club. Just a beautiful play. We've seen that play several times before. Bringing up 27-21 for the Panthers. A great, great second half so far for the Panthers, and no doubt will continue to go. Brain, who has been 3 for 3 so far, comes out on the field to try for the extra point. All's up to hold. And we'll see if Brian can put this one through the uprights. And he doesn't. No, it falls incomplete, and he misses this one. Nothing to hang your head about here. 27-6 now for the Panthers with 1 minute 41 seconds. If a missed point after attempt is the only thing you have to worry about, you're having a great, great night here on Friday the 13th. Turning out to be an unlucky number for the Linville Sully Hawks on their home field as Pekin starts to open things up here 27-6 after that last score by Club, who now has 2 touchdowns and just some tremendous runs. So the senior starting to find some traction and helped out there by the deceptive speed of Copeland on this side. So just a great team effort. A lot of guys getting a lot of touches. We've seen some passes. A lot of young players rotating in on defense. So it's been just a great night overall for the Panthers as they come out once again with this kickoff team. So the last time they came out and kicked off, they really booted it deep. Club put it in for a touchback. We'll see what they call here, if they squib it or if they tell them to try and really boot it down there. But so far, special teams very, very good on both sides of the ball. So peak in minute 41 to go, 27-6 here in the third quarter. Set to kick off once again. We like to see these up for the kickoffs because we're scoring. Club boots it, gets his leg into it. Another great kick by Club, and it looks like it's going to be another touchback. Oh, no, he picks it up just, but no, they wave it down. It is a touchback. They had a Linville Sully Hawk who had got back there at about the 1 yard line. Thought he scooped it in, but it must have just went in the end zone because they waved him back and said no touchback. So second touchback kick in a row on kickoff. Just a lot of momentum going all the way around here. So great high school football here tonight in Class A, this district matchup. It's two of the top teams here battling it out tonight. Pekin Panthers up 27-6, a minute 39 to go here in the third quarter. Just been an awesome game to be a part of and an awesome night for football. Linville Sully goes up the middle. Looked like they had a little trouble handling the snap there, but they do get it into the running back, and he picks up about 3, bringing up second and 7, probably around the 20-yard line for the Hawks. So the Hawks set up under center. Pitch out to the outside. Adam reads it really well. Tanner brings him down to the sideline, so he only gives up about 2 yards there, but a great play by Tanner Adam, who was being blocked. But he just fights through that block just like you teach him to do and brings him down. A nice solo tackle on the out-of-bounds line there right near the Pekin sideline, forcing 3rd and 4 with only about 56 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. And I'm sure Linville Sully's watching the clock count down so they can get out of this quarter and get into the fourth quarter, because so far it's been all Pekin. As they roll back the pass, interception by Cole, who's been having an amazing night. He's going to take it to the house. Club in for the touchdown. Interception came from the linebacker spot. Just plucked that ball out of the air, and he was gone, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody within yards and yards and yards of Club. Club having the game of his life. Yeah, now with three touchdowns on the board and just continuing. Now one on defense. So he's got two on offense, one on defense. If there's not a player of the game tonight, I think I got a nomination because this kid's really been lighting it up out there. Petey Club, this is a great, great move to come across, get the interception from the linebacker spot, and take it 20 yards to the end zone for the Panthers, bringing up 33-6 with 40 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Also holds Brain to kick, and this one appears to be no good as well. So Panthers 33-6, still fighting tooth and nail to keep these scores coming up as they pluck another one on defense and take it all the way to the house, 20 yards by Petey Club. Just having a tremendous game from this young man. It's great to see him starting to explode here in his senior year. Been working hard, as I said, all summer, and it's paying off. Just a great testament to people that get in there, do the weight training program. Mr. Donovan's been describing, listen to your coaches and good things are going to happen. And I'm sure that's exactly what they're going to be telling them on the sidelines and at the end of this game. Right now, 33-6, all peaking in this third quarter, 40 seconds left to go. They started this quarter 7-6, if I can remind you. So to be 33-6 now, what a great, great third quarter. So I'm trying to, sorry for the pause there. There was a police car and they were making some announcements. And so trying to see if, making sure my car's not getting towed, as the lights are flashing down there about where I park. So they're probably going to be calling me, pretty soon. Hey, come move your vehicle off the side of the road. There was no parking, man. It's full. This game is busy. It's a popular game. Everybody knows it's a big, big district game. Kickoff, they try a reverse on the Linville Sully, kickoff return. Pretty good yardage for him. Finally forced out of bounds near their own sideline, but not before he gets up to about the 38-yard line. So great return by Linville Sully. And Panthers will take over on defense. Tackle made there by Cole Rickard to force him out of bounds. Cole's been having a great game, too. He had an interception earlier, if you were listening. He also took it about 20 yards, brought down eventually. But great, great run. Or a great tackle out of bounds on the 38-yard line. So, peeking first and 10 on defense here. Linville Sully will take over about the 38-yard line. Panthers set up here on defense, showing a blitz here by Club up the middle. Linville Sully taking their time snapping it. They do go up the middle. Not much here for Linville Sully. About 2 or 3 yards, bringing up second down and 8. So Cole Rickard on the tackle once again, making it happen out there. The junior, very effective. So the Panthers, they are on defense, second and 8, ball in the 40. 5 seconds to ticking down here on the end of the third quarter. As Linville tries to grind it up the middle, stopped up there by a host of Panthers. That big old defensive line keeps Linville from coming across the line of scrimmage, forcing third down and about 8 on the 40-yard line. And the Panthers coming out of a tremendous third quarter. A lot to be happy about here in this third quarter. A lot of great plays made on defense and off. 2 interceptions for the Panthers on this, several touchdowns. Going from 7-6 coming out in the third quarter, now 33-6. Panthers just on a tremendous rise here, a lot of momentum. And I'm sure, as I mentioned before, they're not going to let up anytime soon because this is a tough, tough district opponent. And they're trying to set a little bit of precedence here in this district that the Panthers have come to play this year. Panthers no doubt fueled up after their loss last week. Tough, tough one. As if you didn't catch that Savage Cobra game. There it is, the Backyard Brawl 2013 edition here on KISC last year. Amos and I got a chance to announce that and tell you that last 4 seconds, tough loss for the Panthers, but a lot to build on, a lot to learn, a lot of great things happening, a lot of positive things for the Panthers. So the Panthers coming out of this third quarter, now fourth quarter, 33-6. Just a great game. Almost flawless in this third quarter. Starting the fourth quarter now, Linville slowly comes out, third down, passes it to the right side. Great tackle here on the sideline made by Christian Whitrock and a couple other Panthers coming over. Eric Adam coming over to help out as well. Colby also up in that neighborhood, and Cole Rickert. So that just drops him just short of the first down, I believe. That's going to bring up fourth and about one or two here for Linville Sully. They are going to measure because it was that close. It is, you know, for them, third down. So great time to be bringing the sticks out. And they are marking it short. They say about 6 inches short. So that's going to bring down fourth and about 6 inches on the 41-yard line. So Panthers, another great stand here, coming out, playing tough defensively, not even giving, well, much more than 6 inches to them. Looks like they're going to remeasure. I'm not sure. Oh, they must just be bringing the ball out to the center of the field. I couldn't imagine they're going to remeasure and call it first down. But they did. They pulled those chains all the way out to the middle of the field, but resetting the football to that, the right hash. Just kind of sliding it over, giving Linville Sully a little bit of room to work here. So Linville Sully now fourth and 6 inches, about the 46-yard line. Critical fourth down for Linville Sully. They've got to get something started if they want to do anything in this fourth quarter. We've got to start early. They are just going to pound it up the middle. They do get their 6 inches and a little bit more, about 2 or 3 yards on that play. So just a little kind of power dive right over that left side of the defensive line, brought down once again by Cole Rickert and some of the other guys on that right side of the defense. So first and 10, ball on the 49-yard line. Hawks come out under center. Draw the pass. Rushed here by Landman. Great pass, great catch by Linville Sully. It is a first down, a really athletic play by the receiver. Three Panthers on him there, in right up on top of him. You know, Club, who intercepted one, and Rickert, who also intercepted one, also both on him. So, you know, tough throw, right? Kind of threads the needle between those two guys and hits his receiver. As they come up in a hurry up now, they pitch out and get a couple more yards off of a pitch here on the left side. So Linville Sully is starting to kind of get things rolling here at the beginning of the fourth quarter. I told you that third quarter just did not really play well for Linville Sully. All Panthers now. Linville Sully starting to put together a little bit of a drive here and bring it up second and about one on about the 29-yard line. So Tarek calls the second and 9 inches for the cameraman up here. He must have a better angle than I do. I said about second and one. They get their second and nine, and they get about another couple yards on top of that, too, way past the chains as they run a left tackle play here. And I was trying to look up some local scores, trying to keep an eye to see if anybody's going to kind of come up and really do anything a little bit more. Pella and Grinnell are now tied 14-14, and Davis County now trailing 76-28. No, Davis County still up 28-6 over I-35. So area schools here doing all right. It'd be tough. I told you that Pella game would be a close one, and Pella and Grinnell 14-14 right now. Tri-County local school by us 32-18 over Moravia halftime. Great play by the Panthers. They try to go off tackle, but there's Club. And there's Adam. The two linebackers come in and just say, no, we're not having it. Drag him behind the line of scrimmage, bringing up a third and about 7 or 8 now, which would have been about second and 5 before. Now makes it 3rd and 8. So great play by Club and Adam coming up from those linebacker spots to force them back. And Linville Sully hurrying up to the line of scrimmage. Not only 10 minutes left in the whole ball game here, so they need to put some points on the board. As it looks like the Panthers may have jumped, the Panthers they're really sending those blitzes hard, and I think the Panthers may have come across the neutral zone there, and they're going to mark it off, I believe, 5 yards for Linville Sully. So kind of a hit to the defense here, who just made a great play. Now that 3rd and 8 becomes more like 3rd and 3 and brings them down to about the 5 yard line. Now that 5 yard line is not five, you know, five and goal. It's five to the, they're only about 3 yards to the first down marker. So we'll see what they do. They do pitch out here. Wynn chasing them down. They're going to go into the goal line. He stretches, and they do call a touchdown for Linville Sully. So to come around that left side, and for the first time in the last 15 minutes of this ball game, Linville Sully put some points on the board. So that makes it 33-12. There's that cannon going off again as Linville Sully scores 33-12. So Linville Sully now on to try for two. Now remember, they missed a two-point conversion earlier, so they do need all the points they can get. They go up the side, up the tackle, and brought down really hard by Trenton Conger, as well as it looked like Tanner Adam came in from a blitzing linebacker spot. So a great play by those defensive players to stop the two-point conversion, making it 33-12 with 9 minutes and 47 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. And this ball game, ladies and gentlemen, is starting to get a little bit more interesting as they score. So Pekin will be set to receive. It would be interesting to see if Linville Sully tries something different here. They may try an onside kick. It's really hard to tell. You know, you're down by a couple touchdowns here. It's worth the shot. But at the same time, you don't want to give this dangerous Panther offense any more field than you can get. So we'll see what the Hawks do. They're actually coming out onto the field already. Panthers taking a little bit more time discussing strategies. They know they're probably going to have the hands team in here. So looking across that front line, they do have some guys that can handle the ball really well. They've got Rickard up front. Club has now moved up front. Long, their target for receiver, he's had some tough catches tonight up front. Adam up front and Landman up front. So all those guys can, and backed up by some other really great hands guys as well. So if they try an onside, we've got the right personnel in. Oh, the onside is just terrible. It actually goes negative yardage, and Club runs up to try and get it, but it goes negative yardage. They actually kicked it with so much spin that it spun off of his foot and went back about 9 yards behind the 40-yard line. So if they spot it there, that'll be tremendous field position for the Panthers. And I've got to be thinking that's one of the first times I've ever seen that. I think this is true for the referees, too, because all four of the referees now are coming into a huddle trying to decide, what do we do if the ball actually goes backwards? Now, they've signaled that it's Linville Sully. I don't know if it's because Club touched it and it came back. I assume because Club ran up and tried to get the ball being proactive and touched it. That makes it Linville Sully's ball. So actually what was kind of a laughable situation turns into a little bit more serious defense for the Panthers. That ball that went backwards because Club came up and touched it made it a live football. And now Linville Sully with the ball on the 34-yard line. Coach Donovan obviously not happy about that, and I'm sure Club will work hard to get that back. The same kid who's had the game of his life now with a kind of a game-changing mistake here. But he comes right in, and now it's a fumble for Linville Sully. Club forces the fumble. Club comes in again, forces the fumble. The ball redemption, sweet, sweet redemption for Club, who just accidentally caused a turnover by coming in and touching that kickoff, has now come in and forced a fumble. I didn't quite catch to see who jumped on it. Colton Landman with the return. Colton Landman, a junior, having a great game as well, gets in there and gets the fumble recovery. So the Panthers right back in offense where they would have been had we not touched the football. So no harm, no foul. That's why you keep playing whistle to whistle. We tell kids all the time, you never put your head down if you make a mistake. You come back, you do better the next time. And Club does just that by forcing the fumble and getting Landman to fall on it. Now the Panthers take over on offense, shifting, coming up under center. Also, he's got plenty of field to work with here on the 29-yard line. On their side, gives it to Copeland. Copeland running hard, gets about 3 or 4. Ball comes out again. We'll see if they mark him down. They do mark Copeland down. Ball squirted out. Linville fully jumped on it. They thought they had it, but in fact, I think they even brought out some offensive guys. But, oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. It is Linville Sully ball. I thought the referee on our side marked him down, but yeah, the referee on our side of the sideline marked him down, but apparently overridden by the head judge or head referee, because now it is Linville Sully ball. So another turnover by the Panthers. Has been kind of a back and forth here in the fourth quarter, getting a little mysterious here on Friday the 13th as they roll back to pass. Linville Sully now wasting no time, but the Panthers right there. And Whitrock, of course, now out of the ball is out again. So they're out falling for it again. Now they do. Now everybody does mark it again. But that football, a very prized position by both teams. Both teams now have had it back and forth several times as they pull out, separate the pile. Nobody wants to give up that football down there at the bottom. And Rickard, at the bottom of that pile, appears to be limping a little bit. A lot of guys jumping on top of him. As he jumped on that football, because they sure as heck want it back now, being up 33-12. You don't want to give this Linville Sully team a chance to get anything going, because they've been proven to really come up and go if you can let them. Second and eight. Fourth quarter here, 8 minutes and 45 seconds to go. Ball on the 24-yard line. Linville Sully comes out under center, gives it up the middle. They're flags now. Let's hope it's on Linville Sully. Came out pretty early. It's probably going to be a false start on Linville Sully. And that false start's going to move him back 5 yards. So, once again, this game has just been kind of a seesaw of the ball on the ground, the calls for both teams, several penalties, but I'm sure coming out of eagerness for both teams, really the will to win this district opener. And I think that's why you're seeing what normally would be called fundamental mistakes. I think more acts of passion as both teams really want to win this one. A tough one. A pass here now by Linville Sully. Looking left, that big target, number 84. They've gone to him several times. He's been a good receiver for him. He does catch it and gets about 8 yards on the catch. So that's going to bring down third and about 5 yards for Linville Sully. A ball on the 28-yard line. So Keaton Wynn on that tackle. Coming up from that safety position, making a good sophomore, making a good tackle there. It's good to see these young guys in. Keaton actually looking to be playing more of like a cornerback. They've got also back now at safety. Tackle play, just run over tackle by the Hawks, and they do get the first down here. It did look like enough, and I think he got it by 1 or 2 yards there. Moving the chains now for Linville Sully, but time is kind of just ticking away here. It's 7 minutes and 46 seconds left to go in this ball game. Linville Sully is really going to have to get the motor revved up a little bit faster than that, because the Panthers have really been playing tough defense. And I'm sure still fired up to get that ball back after losing it yet again to Linville Sully. Linville Sully goes over tackle. Not much there. Brought down. Looks like I see Conger coming in out of that one. Club coming up, and Rickard once again. So those three guys have really been playing well here on defense. Not a lot happening out of Vaughn, but I think they're running away from him. I don't know if they're calling it that way or they just know which side he's laying up, but big old Jared Vaughn's typically the leading tackler on the team, and they seem to be running away from him every single time. And that's been great for Rickard and Eric Adam and some of these guys, but not good for Jared. Now this time Jared does get in on a little bit of action here, and as they kind of try and go over their right side, but not much going on there. Bringing up third and about 5 yards for the Hawks on what appears to be the 39-yard line. They've got a lot of real estate to cover as they're still over on the Panther side of the territory here. So Panther defense here has got to get fired up here. Third and five to go. Linville Sully comes out under center, gives up the middle, and stopped for the time being. And they are a lot of guys getting in on that one. Trenton Conger, big old J.D. Hollingsworth making some plays down there. For the Panthers, stopping them up and bringing up fourth down. Rickard again getting some credit for that tackle as well, having a great game by the junior. And fourth down and four now for the Panthers on the 40-yard line. Panthers defense got to stop this to kill this Linville Sully drive, and it's slowly chipping away here. Clock down under 6 minutes. A little slow snap for the Panthers as they punt it now. For the Linville Sully Hawks as they punt it. And Whitrock will get away from it yet again. They've been doing a great job. Linville Sully, a great track team. They've got kind of this gravel track, but yet they've been up the state track several years here, so they've got some fast guys, and they put those gunners on the side. And Whitrock has not had an opening yet to return, but probably better safe than sorry, as they really don't end up in bad field position on the 19-yard line. You'd like to see them a little bit closer, because they are kind of down in there in Linville Sully. Kind of on their side of the fence, but a lot of room to work for Alsop here He's got 81 yards to go to put it in the end zone. 5 minutes and 48 seconds left to go. Still 33 peaking. Linville's only 12. Alsop now comes up under center from that shotgun. We've seen them make this shift before. He gives it, it looks like, to Copeland, or PG Club, coming up the left side. I thought it looked like Club. It's hard to tell. All the Linville Sully guys were just coming up off the pile. The PG Club gets kind of a loss there of about 2 yards, bringing up second and 12 on about the 18, 17 yard line for the Panthers. So Panthers taking their time here, want to eat up some clock. No hurry to the ball. We've seen them hurry up tonight several times, but right now just kind of easing in as they're trying to chip away at that clock with about 5 minutes left to go in this ball game. Also taking his time, surveying in shotgun, gives it across to Adam. Adam running hard up the right side and gets about 7 or 8 yards. So just a really great run by Adam, running hard. It seems like every time Tanner gets the ball, he just really has an ability to run up the field and really make some yardage. Even after contact. So a great run by Adam, but there is a flag down, and I'm guessing it's going to be against the Panthers, false start on the Panthers. So that'll negate that run quite a bit for the Panthers that they were trying to get going. However, still in good shape here, 33-12 with 5 minutes left to go in this ball game. It is now second and 17 on about the 14-yard line. So the Panthers are going to need to kind of dig themselves out of this one a little bit as they've come back quite a ways with 17 yards to get to the other sticks. They do have some split receivers pretty far, although Alsop is under center. Alsop taking his time to pass. Donovan eating up a lot of clock here down to the last second. He's timing it, and he's got Alsop to give it up the middle. Club getting a little bit of running room, spins through some tackles, but still only makes about 5 yards. So that's going to bring up third and probably about 13 for the Panthers as they get a little bit of running room, but not much. Still a ball on the 16-yard line. About 4 minutes left to go on this ball game, and they are just taking their time here, the Panthers, getting in plays, just trying to eat that clock, maintain this lead. Nothing glorious, but that's okay because we want to come out here with a W and get out of Linville Sully. So just under 4 minutes here as the Panthers slowly make their way up to the line. And Colby under center goes out, rolling right, keeps it himself. He's coming up. He's a great run here by Colby. Finally brought down with about 6 or 7 yard gain. So he made a couple guys miss and finally brought down, bringing up fourth down and probably what will be, I'd say, about 6 or 7 near the 25-yard line. So that brings in the punt team. Clock is still running. 3 minutes and 29 seconds left to go. Fourth down and 5, ball on the 25-yard line. Panthers up 33-12, so a great third quarter. Left the Panthers to where they can just really take their time and not rush anything. They gave themselves a nice cushion in that third quarter by really opening up the throttle now, just putting it on cruise control, eating up some clock. So the punt team's there. They're taking their time. They're just kind of standing and watching for the clock to click down. Now about 3 minutes, and they do take a timeout. So the Panthers run the clock down, take a timeout, and now they're going to talk a little more strategy. So, great night for the Panthers so far. Definitely led by some touchdowns by Club on both sides of the football. He got an interception and then ran it in. He's had a couple rushing touchdowns, also with some good scampers. We've seen Tanner Adam and Chase Copeland come out and run really hard well. As well, so a lot of different guys getting a lot of different touches, and that's great. That's what you want. You want a well-rounded ball club where you can give the ball to several different players and really get some positive yardage. And so far, Pekin's been able to do that here in their district opener with Linville Sully. Linville Sully, no slack team either. They're definitely in the top four last year in our district. Hard-fought battle with them last year at our home field. Now that we're over here in Linville Sully, nothing's changed. Still a hard-fought battle, but Pekin's been able to come out on top so far with that great third-quarter rally and being solid here, not yielding anything much, but one touchdown here in the fourth quarter. So Panthers come out from that timeout, and looks like the punt team's back out again. And, so it's fourth and 5 on about the 25-yard line, so they've got to get the ball down out of their territory and really try and pin Linville slowly deep here. We'll see what the Panthers end up doing here with this fourth down. Linville's got just one returner back. It looks like they're poised to try and punt, too. They've got several guys rushing. Club, great drop, and he gets a good kick. Nice, solid kick. They do return it, but great tackle brought down by Brody Long, and looks like some other guys on that sideline. Looks like Eric Adam in there, and maybe even Trevor North, the freshman, getting a piece of that action. He came up from that side, too. So great punt, getting them some yardage here. On about the 48-yard line, Panther defense will come out. Linville Sully's got to go about 52 yards to get into the end zone, and they've also got to make up a couple scores here as they're up, Beacon's up 33-12, under 3 minutes left to go in this ball game. First and 10 for Linville Sully. They come up under center. They've got two guys in the backfield. They give it over that left tackle. Oh, brought down hard. Looked like Jeff Brain slips in there from that linebacker position, catches him up, doesn't quite make the tackle, but slows him enough to get Cole Rickard in there to really pin him down. And so they lose about 2 yards there for the Hawks, bringing up second down and about 12 on the 45-yard line. Hawks showing a little bit of hustle here as they come to the ball quickly under center. Oh, big, nice run by Linville Sully, but brought down hard by Cole Rickard as they come up the middle and get about 7 easy yards. They slip through the two tackles there, and Rickard brings him down after about 7 yards. But still, 3rd down and 5, the more important factor here is the fact that they're only on the 49-yard line, and they're down 33-12. So Linville Sully, with 2 minutes left to go in this entire football game, has really started to take some shots down. Oh, they go up the middle again. And they get another 7 or 8 yards, but once again, and nothing very deep. They do get the first down, but we're now officially under 2 minutes with 1 minute and 55 seconds left on this clock. They didn't need up much time running that football to get that first down, but the clock is still running now as they've been tackled to move the chains. Runoff tackle all brought down. Great tackle here by, it appears to be, Tanner Adam. Tough to see that all the way over on the other side. I believe it looked like Tanner. It is Tanner. Brings him down after that first down and 10 to make it now about second down and 11 with a minute and 30 seconds left to go. Ball on the 36-yard line. So Panthers defense holding, giving up a few first downs here, but nothing to complain about as there's only a minute 20 seconds left to go. They still got to go 30 more yards to get to the end zone. And Cole Rickard again, bringing him down, just having a great game for Cole Rickard. He's been all over that football field making tackles. Solo tackle there by Cole, only gives up about 2 yards, making it 3rd and 9 for the Hawks on about the 34-yard line. So now officially under a minute left to go in this ball game. Things are looking good for the Panthers. You know, it's Friday the 13th. Anything can happen. We've seen some mysterious stuff so far tonight. But, oh, Panther defense, great job as they go right up the middle. Jared Bond gets in on one here, Jaden Nicholson and Jared Bond as well, making sure they know he's still here, coming across and making a great play. So it's going to be a Linville Sully timeout with 43 seconds left to go, but they're going to have to cook up something pretty amazing to make up this extra 21 points as they're down 33-12. Here with 43 seconds left of the ball game, Linville Sully, 4th down and 7 when they come out of this timeout. So they're going to be in 4th down position. And the Panthers, they're going to be in a great position because they're up 33-12. So far, a tremendous night by a lot of Panthers. As I mentioned before, a lot of great people carrying the ball. Don't forget, tomorrow night, it's college football. Tune in to 96.7 for the Iowa State Cyclones, or 106.9 for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And I'm guessing if you turn on either station, you're going to get both, because they're playing each other tomorrow in a great matchup at 5 p.m. And I can't wait to hopefully catch some of that game. I look forward to that one every year, and it'll be a great one to listen to whether you're in the radio or it's on your radio or on your TV. Hopefully you turn it to KIC and catch all of the action for the game. So it looks like they came out from the timeout, took another timeout. This time the Panthers took the timeout, and I'm guessing maybe to kind of regroup or ice them a little bit, get in their head as Linville Sully came back out, because the Panthers didn't look like they changed much to me. They just took a timeout and went back to the sideline. So I'm sure they're trying to get those Sole tempo off a little bit here as they take the Panthers' final timeout with 43 seconds left to go. Then Bosoli left with one timeout, but the big story here, still up 33-12 for the Panthers as Lynn Bosoli comes back out to take offense here, 4th and 7 on the 31-yard line. So, two more plays here. This is a big one, 4th and 7. Shotgun, he throws it out, and it goes incomplete. Panthers will take over on offense unless there's a penalty, and it doesn't appear there will be. Panthers will be 1st and 10, and I expect them to kneel this one out. Panthers pretty much sealing the deal here with 39 seconds left to go, 33-12. They're now 1st and 10, ball on the 31. Now they're on the opposite 31-yard line, so they've got to go about 69 yards to make it a touchdown. But I'm guessing they're not going to do that. I'm guessing, knowing this team, they're going to just get out there at their offense and kneel it, or just run it just safely up the middle. We'll see what happens. It is a rivalry game here now with Lynn Bosoli. They may want to, make a statement here and keep moving the football, but the way they're lined up here, it looks like they're in kind of a protection formation for the quarterback, and they are just going to kneel this one out, and with 39 seconds left to go. What a tremendous, tremendous night for the Panthers. You could feel early on that they were going to take control, but I'll tell you, it was 7-6 at halftime. The Panthers only up by 1 point, and that point was separated simply by a two-point conversion that was missed by Lynn Bosoli. So to come back out in the third quarter and put up all these points, to be up 33-12 by the time you end the game, hats off to the Pekin coaching staff, hats off to the Pekin players. But what great adjustments made at halftime as they just continued to play well coming into the first week of their district game. The time is just ticking off as the players are greeting one another and kind of shaking hands there informally as they all line up for their formal handoff. But a well-fought game, a lot of respect here shown by both teams at the end of this ball game because it was just a hard, hard-fought game. Both teams didn't stop fighting until the end, making it. The score didn't quite tell the story of the closeness of this game, but I'll tell you, even though they're separated by 21 points, it felt critical even down to the last moments as Lynn Bosoli continued to try and put points on the board. Just thanks for joining us again here at KIC.7. We appreciate you listening online and at home or in your car and wherever you're at with your smartphone. Just a great opportunity to come and broadcast for you. Perfect night. What a way to start a season. What a way to start a district. Lynn Bosoli, once again, I got to remind you, a top contender for the district title now being knocked down a notch by these Panthers who have come out and just said, we're here to play. We're here for football, and nobody's going to deny us. So excited to hear the Panthers sing the fight song and excited to hear what's going to happen next week as we do this all over again on Friday night. So stay tuned to your radio if you have 96.7 at home or you want to listen live to the Friday Night Lights show. You can catch all the action from all the coaches. They're going to be talking to coaches and players, coaches and broadcasters as well, all around. So that starts from 10 p.m. to midnight on 96.7 and 106.9. And you can catch all the action here on KIC, all the scores. One station, as I'll let you listen to the Pekin fight song as we end here. A great night to celebrate for the Pekin Panthers here, getting the win 33-12 against Lynn Bosoli at Lynn Bosoli. Great story, great game. Tim Hadley here broadcasting. Glad you joined us. Join us again next week. We'll do it all over again at 7 o'clock. Appreciate it. Thank you and good night.